Now, here's one that will surely get a lot of support because I've heard it a lot and we've got a lot of texts on it and people phoned the station about it and all sorts of things. And that is, should radio stations and TV channels have separate news bulletins for COVID-19 stories and non-COVID-19 stories? What's your view? 087-7711-103 to have your say. Well, this is the suggestion of Bray Independent Councillor Joe Behan, who says it could help people whose mental health is suffering from the relentless negativity coming at them every day. And Joe Behan joins us on the line. Councillor Behan, good morning.
Good morning, Declan. Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you. Let's hope it is as well.
Always. So, to everybody listening, yeah.
Indeed. How have you come to this?
Well, I suppose it's from speaking and listening to people and my own observations and my own personal reaction to the fact that we're now almost a year into COVID and it's constant, relentless, negative headlines day in, day out. And people understand it's serious. People know it's dangerous. People know what they have to do. But I feel myself that many people, and this is again from my own experience, are completely switching off from news bulletins, both on radio and TV, because they just can't take any more. They want a little bit of hope. They want to try and have some bit of normality in their lives. They obviously want COVID to be over, but they don't need it at them day in, day out, hour after hour after hour. So my suggestion, which I sent to the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, who supervise all of you guys, the radio and television and so on, that they would suggest to all of you that you separate your news bulletins into two. It would be the COVID news for all of those who want to get the latest figures on the latest developments, and everything else will be non-COVID. And it will be at a different time. Like, for example, news bulletins on East Coast could be the 10 o'clock, the 12 o'clock, the 2 o'clock could be the COVID news. The others could be non-COVID. If you take the television, TV3 or Virgin Media, 5:30, COVID news, 5:45, non-COVID. Now, I'm saying this because I'm also concerned about the people who are living alone or elderly people or people who are struggling with mental health difficulties. And very often, they're quite scared, but they feel they have to listen because they're worried from day to day what's happening out there and what's going to happen. And they probably can't help themselves from listening to it. But in fact, it's not doing their mental health any good. And I'm aware of one case where a person, her elderly mother, she rang her to talk to her one day, and her elderly mother said, "I can't talk to you. Dr. Holohan is coming on the line now with the latest figures." And this woman and many others are sitting waiting for 5:30 every day for the latest figures to come. And I think many people are concerned about the negative impact that is having on everyone's mental health. And for that reason, I suggested it, Declan. But of course, it was knocked down straight away. Within 24 hours, I got a reply back from the Broadcasting Authority saying, "Sorry, it's up to the editors." So the editors and all of the news bulletins and so on, they decide what they put on and what they don't put on. The reporters, the journalists, they can basically, they have editorial control, obviously, but they're not influenced by the Broadcasting Authority as to what they say in relation to this. And my observation, Declan, I'll have to be quiet, and I'm not going to name anybody, but there are people, national news reporters and journalists, who are at their most energetic when they're driving us down into the ground with their bad news and their take on the bad news and how dreadful it is and how terrible it's going to be tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And I would also put into that category politicians, senior politicians, who carelessly speculate from day to day and week to week about whether the lockdown might be eased in another week. No, no, it's going to go on till May. No, it's going to go on till next Christmas. Schools will be open next week. No, they won't. They might be open at the end of the month. No, they won't be open now until after Easter. And they are messing with people's heads. And whether they're parents, elderly people, people with mental health conditions, even children, I think a lot more care needs to be taken as to what way this information has been passed on to the general population.
Let's go through some of those, Joe. And should it be a different tone? You're saying about some broadcasters have almost a glee and something, a name that rhymes with glee. In giving, I think you were thinking of somebody.
Excellent. I couldn't possibly comment.
No, neither could I. That's the thing. But that they have the tone of what they give rather than the information. Does that make a difference to you, the way you've put that?
You have to
say the way it is, don't you?
That's definitely a factor, Declan, but I think there are ways of imparting bad news and there are ways of preparing people for bad news. And sometimes I think a lot more thought needs to go into how the news is presented. But I also genuinely feel that speculation that things are only going to get worse, that next week will be probably worse than this week. You know,
and is that untrue?
Pardon?
Is that untrue? Let's go to the truth of the matter.
I'm not saying any of it is untrue, Declan. What I'm saying is that some people can't take any more, and they need protection from it to some level. Now, what I'm saying is, for those who want the information, who want the drip feed day in, day out of the case numbers, the numbers in hospital, the numbers in intensive care, fine, they're entitled to have that information. I'm not saying don't give the information. I'm saying let the rest of the people listen at the times when this is not going to be discussed.
Can I just follow up and ask you, there are pieces of information that have to be given during a worldwide pandemic. That is the way it is. We are living through a terrible crisis. So information has to be given. So where would you put that?
Well, the information was given from the first day, which is wash your hands, keep your distance, don't mix in social settings. Okay? That message has never changed. But it doesn't need to be rammed down people's throats day in, day out. That's my point. We got the message. We understand the serious. I think one difference, if I may say so, between this pandemic and others that happened hundreds of years ago was they didn't have mass communications where you had 24-hour news cycle, where you're constantly being fed this negative information. People were, to some extent, getting on with their lives as best they could. But during severe lockdowns, such as this one, the vast majority of people are at home. They're turning on their television and they're just getting this negativity day in, day out, morning, evening and night. And
could the information be given in a different way, Joe?
Those who don't want to listen to it every day can listen to everything else that's going on in the world. Now, I'd also add, for example, and I see Michael O'Leary made some statement about this morning, and I totally agree with him. We need a lot more information about the vaccinations, about the hopeful signs, about the things that are happening that will give us a way out of this dreadful scenario that we're in at the moment. It's unbelievable to me that while we have the parade of figures every night for the number of cases, number in hospitals, number in ICU, etc., and very, very sadly, the number of people who've died, we don't see the number of people vaccinated today.
Okay, well, I was going to suggest to you, Joe, that we do it in a different way.
You know, as soon as we were told everyone would have a vaccine by September, then we were told 2 days later, oh, no, I wasn't right about that. That was just something, that might have happened. And I honestly feel that the mental health damage being done by this constant flow is something that we will be living with for years to come. It's the same as the children, the young people who are missing out on schooling. There is serious damage being done to their education as well. And again, I just think that we know all this, but we don't need to have it hammered home all of the time. That's all I'm really saying, Declan.
Okay, can you hear me now? Because I think I might have had a dropout here. Can you hear me, Joe?
Sorry, Declan. Yes, I can hear you now. Sorry, Declan. Yep. Sorry.
That's okay. If the news was presented in a different way, and I absolutely take your point, and it puzzles me sometimes, why don't we have, well, so many were vaccinated today, and you know what, there's one that's been missing, I think, for the last while, and that is things like people have left ICU. 7 people have left ICU today. 26 people have been released from hospital. that we don't hear those figures. And I've always expected those figures to be actually said. So it's to give the picture of hope that's there. So I have to agree with in a lot of things you say about including President, things like that.
Yeah, I want to compliment President Michael D. Higgins because he issued a statement there yesterday because obviously today is St. Bridget's Day, result of the first day of spring. And he mentioned about moving through such moments of darkness, it is important to celebrate the light that comes from our common determination to see out the challenge. Just as the seasons change, this crisis too will pass, he said. And I think, you know, that's a message we need to hear more and more. And we need to hear it from the people who are leading us at the moment. And we need to hear it from the medics as well as from the politicians. And we're not hearing enough of it at the moment, in my view anyway.
Okay, totally agree with the gentleman speaking. Sometimes ignorance is bliss. Morning, Declan, I agree with Joe Bean. It's become relentless. We also turn it off when COVID is mentioned. I feel Michael O'Leary, his pronouncement is right, and it's the beginning of the end for this type of reporting. Totally agree with your speaker. It's a nightmare, no let up. I live alone and my nerves are nearly gone. Another one is Joe being aware there are limited resources in news outlets and to come up with two different news bulletins, or maybe he's suggesting selective editing to suit some people. So there you go, selective editing in there. Another couple of one, couldn't agree more to what this man's saying. Loads of cases of mental health and loss of people due to suicide. They give up hope. Give us some good news instead of beating down people, says Katie, with the bad news. Great idea, Joe Bean. I know I've switched off from listening to COVID updates just as I did when it was the Brexit updates. It does bring people's sense of well-being down. So where to fit in the truth of something bad that's happening, Joe?
I'm not saying exclude the truth, Declan. What I'm saying is put it on at a time when those who want to hear it can listen to it and give us, give everybody else who doesn't want to hear it the rest of the news, and let us try and get on as best we can in this dreadful situation we're in. That's all I'm saying. I'm no way am I saying people should, the facts should be hidden from people. I'm saying just set it up some way that people can have a choice and exercise a bit of control over what they actually listen to themselves. I mean, the messages are all very important. We get that. But we got it like a year ago. We got it on the 12th of March from Leo Varadkar in America, okay? Wash your hands, keep your distance, don't go out into crowded environments, all of that stuff. We're not idiots. We don't need it rammed down our necks every day of the week. And somebody somewhere, I would have thought, in government must think the same way as we do and as many people do. But they don't seem to want to do anything to change this. It seems to me that the only people who can change it would be the politicians, the minister in charge of communications, whoever that is. I don't know who it is myself at the moment. There's so many different departments in there now. Yeah. But whoever it is surely could bring in the TV and radio bosses and say, look it, we have a mental health crisis already and it's going to be worse before this is over. Can we not do something to try and ease the pain that people are feeling and the loneliness and the depression and distress that many of them are feeling at the moment? And, you know, a bit of leadership is needed on this. Unfortunately, we're not getting it. We're absolutely getting it complete. It's a complete wasteland when it comes to leadership on this whole issue, as far as I'm concerned.
I could imagine the head of news somewhere or the editors or something like that. I've just had a call from the government, from the minister, to editorially interfere with the news bulletins.
No.
But that's what you said. You said it's the politicians should be calling in the radio stations and telling them, and you know, where that can go.
It's only how it's presented. It's not changing the information. I've been very clear on that. And editors obviously always exercise editorial. I'm talking about the structure of their news programs. It's nothing to do with what they tell us. It's how they do it. And I'm just saying, give people a break. Give people a chance to get their heads around the fact that we're stuck in for another 4 to 6 weeks, maybe until the summer. And then if you listen to some politicians, it could be till next year. You know, I mean, that's appalling to be messing with people's heads by throwing out this type of speculation. And you know, like, I'm speechless sometimes with the amount of time that is given to this on every single news outlet in this country. And we could go into the news. The newspapers are slightly different, but I mean, you look at the headlines most days of the week, they're negative, frightening headlines. But the difference with the newspapers is you can choose to just not look at that article, turn over the page. When you're sitting in front of the news at 6 o'clock, you're kind of stuck there unless you get up and turn it down or mute it or whatever the case might be.
Okay.
I'm just saying physically separate them would suit, I think, most people in this country.
Yeah, a couple of more texts coming in. Loads and loads of support for you, Joe, anyway, on all this. And I think you're reflecting a feeling out there. Joe is right. My mum of 87, living alone, has stopped watching the news. That man is absolutely right. It's frightening a lot of people. And the message, never change. Give us some hope. Well, there's hope with the vaccine, I suppose. The reason they don't want to mention the vaccine numbers is because they're making it a shambles. They're not rolling it out properly. That's a lot of people would agree with that. If people had listened to the message like that man said, the numbers wouldn't be so high. They're not listening to the message. Oh, there's one. Declan, that man Joe is obviously the product of the snowflake generation. Why do we need to tell people a happy clappy story? If people got that news, it'd be another excuse for the COVID idiots to ignore the restrictions. Look at the people sneaking away on sun holidays. If you need those figures, compare yesterday's figures to today's. If the numbers in ICU are less today than yesterday, well, it stands to reason that the patients have either been moved or died. No.
Well, I mean, that person is entitled to their view. I'm not saying anybody's view is less relevant than mine. I'm just saying let people consume the news in the way that suits themselves. That's all I'm saying. And for those who want to listen to it day in, day out, fine, give them the opportunity. But the rest of the country, let them tune out and watch what else is on the news, what else is happening in the world, you know, and give people some hope at this dark time in our history as a world, never mind as a town or a county or a country. And it's over to the people in charge in this country, the government minister, as far as I'm concerned, to try and take this on board. I'm quite convinced that many, many people in this country would have the same view. You've seen it reflected in your messages there this morning. You also said you'd heard it before now. And I know from talking to lots of people, it is a widely held view. The only people who can elevate this to a national discussion are the national politicians, and in particular the ministers. And maybe for once, they might actually turn around and listen to the people rather than talk at them, which is what has been happening for the last year.
Okay, Joe is wrong. In different news times, people can turn off or leave the room if they want to. Only getting the COVID-only news, they will get even more depressed. It's a Seamus in Arklow. Though, Carol in Arklow says, Declan, totally agree with Joe Bean. I pray for the day that we don't hear the words COVID. Anyway, I think it's about 90% you, Joe, about 10% don't agree with you on that. And thanks for raising that. Just one thing, though. I think you've a happy birthday to somebody that you want to mention.
I really appreciate it. I mean, this is a good news story, thank God, for everybody. I want to wish a very sincere happy 90th birthday to a woman by the name of Bridget Hannan. I served with her, as a member of Bray Urban District Council back in the 80s and the 90s. Fabulous woman, a great community activist, fantastic family who are great community activists. She celebrates her 90th birthday today, the 1st of February. Her name is Bridget Hannan. And on behalf of many, many people in Bray and beyond who know Bridget and love Bridget and have great, great time for her, I just want to wish her a very happy 90th birthday. And thanks for the opportunity to do that, Declan.
Not at all. They're still coming in. Tell Joe Bean there's a switch on the radio and TV. Yeah, but there's mostly for you on it anyway. So there you go. Thanks for starting that debate with us here, Joe. And we want to add our congratulations to former councillor Bridget Hannan as well, who was 90. Thanks, independent councillor Joe Bean. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.